Parshas Kisavo brings us dangerously close to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. We all know we have one of the highlights of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is Nisane Tokuf. And with our full emotions that are the backdrop of our Elul, we shout and we from the depth of our heart we say Tshuva Tefillah Tzedakah. And interesting, on top of the Tshuva Tefillah Tzedakah, most machzorim, it says in the word, on top of the word tshuva, it says tzoim. Yeah, tzoim fast. Tefillah, it says the word koil. And the word tzedakah, it says momoi. So, mavirin es rei gezeira. So the interesting thing is that they each have the same gematria. Tzoim, koil, and momoi each have the gematria of 136. Tzoim, koil, momoi, you all have 136, right? So, what one has to remember is that one's got to make sure that one takes and concentrates on every one of those three. If one only takes two out of those three, it's 136 times two is 272, correct? So that is Ish Ba'ar. Ish Ba'ar. What's the possible say? Ish Ba'ar La Yeda. Ish Ba'ar La Yeda. Ish Ba'ar, a man who focuses on the ba'ar of the 272, lo yeda, does not know, uchasil lo yovin, and the fool does not realize es zois. In order to get all the way, you got to have zois. Zois is gematria 408, which means three. If you do all three together, tzoim koil momoin, yeah. Mm-hmm. If you only just two, it's ish ba'ar lo yeda, uchasil lo yovin es zois, and the fool does not understand that with zois. What's this? Bezois yovei Aaron al Hakodesh. With this, with all three together, you come in to Hakodesh Baruch Hu on Yom Adin and present to him your case. And as Hashem, he should give us all a ksivah chasim teva. But that's so. I'd like to focus on this week's parasha, the very important lessons we have with the dinim of tzedakah. In the beginning of the parasha, we find in Peruch of Vav Posuk Yud Beis. When you have finished taking a ma'ase out on the Shana Hashlishis, on the third year, Shnas Hamase, the year of ma'ase. Now let's understand this carefully. As we know, that there are various different ma'aseres that one gives from one's produce. There's ma'ase Rishon that gets given to a Levi. There's ma'ase Sheni that gets eaten by the owners in Yerushalayim itself. And there's Maisa Oni that gets given to the Anim. And there's a process. There's a process of how it's done. And also a yearly Maisas that was given. The first and second year of the 7 year Shemitah years. Yeah, the first and second year is Maisa Rishon and Maisa Sheni. The third year is Maisa Rishon and Maisa Oni. The fourth and fifth year is Maisa Rishon and Maisa Sheni. The sixth year is Maisa Rishon and Maisa Oni. And the seventh year is as no Shmita, there's no Maisras. Right? So, it's very, very interesting that we very rarely find that mitzvahs drop off and become new again. Okay, we find Shabbos and we have Shmita. But to have a year-to-year sort of change in things, you really have to understand when the year begins and the year ends, when it's Maisa Sheni, Maisa Oni. Yeah? But the years change. And therefore, it's very interesting. Why does the Torah give us this concept of a yearly change of a 1 year, the second, the first and second year, it's Maisa Sheni, another year it's Maisa Oni. Okay, number one. Number two, what is the concept over here of calling the Shona Hashlishis Shnasa Maisa? The third year is the year of Maisa. Well, why is it the year of Maisa? You've been given Maisa in the past too. You've been given Maisa Sheni in the past. Why is it the year of Maisa? Because this year is why you're giving it to Anim. Why is it called Shnasa Maisa, the year of Maisa? Furthermore, if you look in Rashi says, Shnasa Maisa, Shono she'ein noyag bo ela Maisa echo mishne Maisras. Yeah? In other words, this is a year. Why is it called Shnas HaMaisa? The year they're only giving one of the two Maisras they give in the previous years. Now, there was the previous years, you'd be giving Maisa Rishon and Maisa Sheni. One of those Maisras don't apply this year. Maisa Sheni doesn't apply this year. So it's Shnas HaMaisa singular, which didn't apply the previous year, only applies this year. We have Maisa Oni as well. But the Maisrus, plural, that applied in the previous years, one of those do not apply this year. So it's known as Shnas HaMaisa, the year of Maisa. Why does a Pasuk give so much emphasis on this is the year that one of Maisa doesn't apply? It already says Shnas Shona HaShlishis. If you know the halachas of Maisa, you know that on the third year, Maisa Shani doesn't apply. Why is it Shnas HaMaisa, the Pasuk, as we say again, the year of Maisa, that one of the year Maisa don't apply? You already know that from Shona HaShlishis. What's the idea behind this? So there's a few very, very beautiful pieces in Oznaim Natura. Oznaim Natura, Zalman Sorotskin. And he says that, what is the idea behind the Torah telling us that we have 2 years of Maisa Sheni and a third year Maisa Oni? Another 2 years of Maisa Sheni and the sixth year Maisa Oni. What is the idea behind it? So looking from the perspective, on a financial perspective, it looks very much that every year there's two tithes, two tenths that you give away, and it just, you know, it just differs a little bit who eats it. But he says no, there's a very, very fundamental difference between Maisa Sheni and Maisa Oni. Maisa Sheni, the Torah says, why doesn't it give Maisa Sheni? The Pasuk says, Leman Tilmad Liyireh Hashem Lekechel Kol Hayomim. What is Maisa Sheni? Maisa Sheni is basically a savings fund. There, we have a certain amount of Tavua that we save and we take with us. We have to eat either the produce itself in Yerushalayim, or we've got to sell the produce if it's too far away and take the money and add on a certain amount and redeem it for money to eat in Yerushalayim. In other words, we have to go to Yerushalayim. What's in Yerushalayim? Ki mitziyin teitz seira or devar Hashem Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is a place where you have the yeshivas. Yerushalayim is a place where you have the tamedach chachamim. Yerushalayim is a place where you're eating, coming in to eat a lot of food, and you can't eat so much. So you stay there for a few days, a few weeks, a few months, however wealthy you are, to eat those maestros over there. So therefore, this maestros are done in those years in order to supply you with enough food that you should be able to support yourself and sit down and learn and educate yourself in Torah. That is the reason behind we have Maisa Sheni. The Torah encourages you, the Torah pushes you towards Yerushalayim to eat over there, to do a mitzvah in Yerushalayim. That is an educational system that the Torah has put in place in order to make sure that you have the education. Not so the year of Maisa Oni, where you're staying at home and you're not learning, you're working. And the Oni comes, knocks at your door, and he asks you for Maisa. And the halacha is you've got to give him 10% of your produce. Says Oznaim Torah, what it means is that 2 years out of the 3 years, which means two-thirds of the Maisrus that you give, as it were, Maisa to Levi something else, I'm not going into that now. But the Maisa Sheni, you need 2 years of Maisa Sheni of education to every 1 year of Maisa Oni. And then again, you're going to have 2 years of education of Maisa Sheni, where you're learning in all the halachas of tzedakah, and then another year of Maisa Oni. Because tzedakah is not something one can do on impulse. Tzedakah is not something that one does, what one feels like doing. It looks like a very, very set, and you get these terribly well-written, graphical things, sheets that come around the shuls and terrible. And many, many of them are very authentic and they're very, but fantastic. But, you know, and Rachmanis and Akosh Baruch should give all these people everything they need. But sometimes things don't look that tragic, and you got to look behind it and with the education and know that this has a priority. Family come first. Your neighborhood comes first. And if I may say so, even if there are those who promise, you know, Kupat Te'ir and all this wonderful nisim, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who makes his nisim, will not give any person anything less if he looks after the Neem in Bet Shemesh than he looks after the Neem in B'nai Barak. Yeah? And it's dealt... I'm sorry?
Unless he lives in B'nai Barak.
Unless he's living in B'nai Barak, of course, right? And near Erech HaKodmin. So all these Maisers and Nisim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu committed Mais and Nisim for Bet Shemesh too. It takes education, it takes knowledge, it takes understanding of what is expected from us. Do you know the Gemara says, and it's brought down in Rambam, Halacha, that if a gevir, I'm not going to, pick me up on technicalities here, exactly all the halachas, but a person has to be financed in the same position that he was before he lost his money. If a person is used to driving a limousine, yes, and now his stocks got wiped out, and his bank accounts got wiped out, and now he's Nebuch, doesn't have that, al pi halacha, we have to give him the same standard that he had before. What do you mean, the same standard? I've got a 1979 yeah, a Chevy, and he's going to drive his limousine, and I've got to give him money? The halacha is, education says yes. It doesn't matter what I feel. I think there's a lot of priorities before that. Yeah, but that is a halacha. There are wonderful, wonderful people.
Which is that it seems like from this, the onion in the first 2 years don't give them anything. Bad luck. Just what you've got, leket hair and shikha.
Okay, that's quite a bit.
That's all you can get.
That's quite a bit.
Don't ask for any money. Go away. Come back in.
There's
leket.
There's leket. There's shikha. There's payot. There's peret. There's oilus. There's a lot. That itself is a lot. Payot can be a huge amount. Pay in the Hemshir. You can give half of a field. It depends how generous you are. Yeah?
We still got Maisa Kasafim.
I don't want to talk. It's a very complicated how that fits into this Maisa's system. But the Maisa Oni, but I have to understand the Maisa Oni that's coming in those years is probably a very, very large amount. Right? It's concentrated just giving it to their name.
It's 10%, but on the 3 year basis, it's only 3.3%.
So 3%. But Rabbi Aaron Leib Steyman brought in a group of Gevirim, wealthy people, and they complained bitterly to Aaron Leib that, you know, recession is hitting them. They support Torah, and they support Melech HaChomim, and recession has hit them. And you know, where is the bracha of Aseh Bishvul Shatis Asher? Give mice and you get wealthy. So Rabbi Aaron Leib said to them, honestly, how many of you actually give mice? Actually give. I'm not talking about chaymesh, 20%. I'm talking about mice, 10%. How much of you actually give mice? None of them picked up their hands and admitted giving mice. I'm talking about the multi-millionaires, where the Chofetz Chaim talks about that they have the obligation to give a lot more than Maisa, even more than Chaimish. They've got to give a lot more. Halavai, everyone gave Maisa. Halavai, okay? But be that as it may, let's follow on over here. So that is why the Torah changes its process of the years of Maisa, because giving tzedakah requires education. It requires education of how halachically to give tzedakah and the hashkafa behind the tzedakah. A person has to be with the understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's money, and I am a clerk giving out the money. If you, imagine you go to the bank, yeah, and you want to take out some money from the bank, and he said, no, it's too much. The guy behind me said, I'm sorry, it's too much. So why is it too much? I've got not enough in the account. You do have enough. I've given so many people today money, I don't want to give any more money, finished, that's it. I'm not giving any more money. I give them much more today than give them the last few weeks put together. So, excuse me, I've got money in the account, give it to me. No, I don't want to. You'll be fired. If a person has money to give away, so what, you give money 3 or 4 times today? It's not your money. It is not your money. You are a clerk. And if you don't do a good job, a Kodesh Baruch Hu will fire you and get a different clerk. Like a Kodesh Baruch Hu sometimes does in the world. He changes the money around, takes it from this person falls, and this person becomes big, and he gives him the chance to take on the job. That is Shnas HaMaisa. Shnas HaMaisa is the year that we're not doing educating ourselves anymore. It's the year where it's come to crunch time, when the Oni is coming to us and is asking us, how do we respond to him? Do we respond to him with respect? Do we throw the money at him? Do we bring him in the house? Do we give him the cover that he deserves and can really feel that he is being a shliach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to relieve you of your obligations to give that. Ramesha says, and that's Peshat in Rashi, Ramesha Feinstein says, that what does Rashi mean when it says, Shnasa Maisa? Shono she'ein noyeg bo ela maisa echo mishnei maisa. It's a year that you don't give a Maisa. He says, Pshat is as follows, that we come to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and we say to Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm just telling you, Hashem, this is a year I'm not giving Maisa, and how do I feel? How do I feel that I don't have to do this Maisa Sheni? Again, Rashi says it's a year that you're not giving Maisa. It's a year they're not giving Maisa, or Maisa Sheni. So the part of the Shnasa Maisa is, you say it to Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm doing it Besimcha, and I'm doing it. How are you coming to Kodesh Baruch Hu? Says Rav Moshe, if you come to Rabbi Yerushalayim and say, ah, Baruch Hashem, this year I don't have to go along and schlep all my Ma'aseh Shein up to Yerushalayim, and Baruch Hashem, I don't have to bother myself and sit and learn and take an education, and Baruch Hashem, I'm not bothered, I can just give it to the few anim around me, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no. That's not the ma'aseh we're looking for. Shnas ha'ma'aseh is a person stands in the center of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Le'chalti bo'edim menim le'vealti me'enim atomei osisi k'chol she'et suvitzoni. I'm doing it b'simcha. I'm doing this ma'aseh and I feel upset that I don't have this other obligation of tzedakah. That is when a person is fulfilling their mitzvah properly. The Pasuk says that therefore, if a person does that, hashkifo memoin kodesh chom min ha'shamayim. HaKodesh Baruch Hu will look down from Shemayim. Uberach es amcha es Yisrael and bless Klal Yisrael. So what does hashkifa mean? So Rashi says, Rashi doesn't say it, but unfortunately saying hashkifa is usually a language of looking down in a way of din. Like, v'yashkifa p'nei Sodom, HaKodesh Baruch Hu looked at Sodom. This is the only place that hashkifa is actually brought down in a concept of kindness. What does that mean? So Mepharshim explains, Gemara explains, that Shagodol Koyach Matnas Aniyim, this is the strength of Matnas Aniyim, Shahoyfeich Midas Harogeis Arachamim, that it has a strength to change HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perception on Klal Yisrael, and to change it from Brogeis, to be upset with them, to Midas Arachamim. The question still is, why use a Loshon of Hashkifo? Just say HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us, because of the mitzvah stock we're doing, why are we doing it changing from the bad to the good? Explains the Ksav Sofer. And the Chassam Sofer says similarly as well, that money has the ability to make a person, Rachman al-Islam, corrupt. A person who has money has power. A person who has power has an ability to nebuch, disturb himself and his family and his friends, and he can really do things that can really wipe himself out. Money really, ultimately, if it's not given to the right people, can be the biggest curse. You know, they make different research of people who have won money in the lottery, who didn't get it gradually, and there's divorces, and there's gambling, and they end up years later far worse than they previously started. Money could be a biggest curse. So hashkifa moin kodshecho means that when a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives a person siyata d'shmaya in this world, and he gives them parnos, and he gives them money, the ability of money, which is inherently not that good, could be turned round to the good if he uses it for the right purposes. So the hashkifa is exactly what the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him. The money, which could be a curse, he's flipped it round and did it in a way that is actually going to benefit others and certainly himself through doing mitzvahs. That's how Kodesh Baruch Hu should change the Midas HaDin to Midas HaRachamim. Because that's exactly what he's done. He's changed Midas HaDin to Midas HaRachamim. He's changed something which is inherently bad to something which is inherently good. That is a koyach of tzedakah. And I just want to tell you some a very, very interesting thought that the Satmar Rav says. He says, this whole process is called Vidui Maisa. Vidui Maisa. What does it mean, Vidui Maisa? Vidui is a shamnu, baganu, gazala, did wrong, I did this wrong. We are saying to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm standing there, and I gave to the Levi, to the Yosem, to the Almona, I did exactly according to what you told me, I never deviated from your mitzvahs, I never forgot, I never ate in the wrong place at the wrong time, I never, everything perfect. That's called Vidui? That's called Vidui? That's called Vidui Maisa? Kodesh Baruch Hu did exactly what you told me to do, that's called Vidui Maisa? So Ferber says a very interesting thought. He says, the vidui is that I had to give it to the Levim. He said, because beforehand, the Bechorim were the ones who got all the produce. And therefore, the vidui is that I had to get it out of my house. I had to start giving it to other people. If he would have not done the Egel, yeah, then he would have not had to give it to the Levim. Okay, very nice. But still, it's very apparent that there's some kind of vidui going on over here. What's a vidui going on over here? So this is not the answer, but it's chassidus vart, but it's a very, very good vart anyway. The Satmar Rav, it's not the pshat, but the lesson is a very, very powerful lesson. The Satmar Rav was, as you know, the Satmar today as well is, as Avigdor Miller once said, is mole mitzvahs karimim. Mole mitzvahs karimim. These people are involved in chesed. One cannot possibly fathom. Not necessarily agree with them at all the shittas in Eretz Yisrael or not, but with regard to the halachas, with tzedakah and chesed, they are absolutely, absolutely outstanding. Outstanding. And the Satmar Rav was machanach people to do things like that. He used to go up And one day he'd schlep himself from the bima, from his shtender to the bima and bang out Rabbi Yisai. Also, this and that, you should know there's a kala, Yisayma, who's getting married in a couple of days. We've got to pay for our chasna. And his gabal will go around and collect money. Next day he'd bang, Rabbi Yisai, I know there's in the neighborhood, there's a person who's very ill, is having an operation, they can't pay. And each day would be for something else. Be for this, be for that, be for this, be for that. So we once saw two chassidim walking out and speaking to each other. Oh, what's Rebbe going up for now? Zintig, Sunday, the Gem and Selchon, this is Gala. Muntig, Monday, we go to this. Dienstig, what's Gala Rebbe yet? What's Rebbe going to do now? Didn't think Rebbe heard them. So Rebbe went up for his appeal. And afterwards he walked down and he said to these chassidim, you know, it's Parshas Kisavui. I want to tell you a Gavaldi Gavot. Why does it say it's called Vidui Maisa? Why is it called Vidui Maisa? Why is it called Vidui Maisa? He said, you know why it's called Vidui Maisa? And the Chasan Sefer says the same thing, by the way. He says, when a person can stand up and say, I gave tzedakah to this Talamona, and I gave tzedakah to this Levi, and I gave tzedakah to that Yosem, and he remembers all the tzedakahs he did, and he pats himself on the back and says, why, what a great guy I am. And therefore, you know, he feels in the minutest way, a lesser obligation to do in the future, he requires vidui. He requires vidui. Why? Because a person is not supposed to pat himself on the back and say, look, I gave to this and this and this and this and this. Forget about what you gave to. Wonderful that you did that. But there's a new cause, there's a new day, and there's money you have in your wallet. Give it. When a person remembers all the past, what he gave to this and gave to that, that you need vidui for. That is vidui maestris. Zalman Leib Sasa said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu zoicha kol hanishkochis. He remembers everything that you forget. If you remember all your mitzvah, gave here and here and here and here and here, kaviyochol HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgets. If you forget all your averes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers. So the idea is, to the vidui maisa is for a person to stand up and say, look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I did all this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, leave it to me, I'll remember. You just carry on, you do what you need to do. Sunday gave him, Monday gave him. It's very nice, I'll remember that. Now, there's a new cause today, give to that cause. That's why it's called vidui maisa. Because if a person stands up and remembers everything, that requires a vidui. There's one last vot, which is a very, very beautiful vot. At the end of the parasha, we find that we have the klodot. Eile yamdu levarech ha-sa'om, yeah, on the ha-grizim and ha-evil, and it says, Yisocha stood on one mountain, and Zvuna stood on another mountain. Now, Yisocha Zvuna, as we know, are a very strong partnership. A very strong partnership. Even the very existence came from the Dudoyim with the whole, is an extra to help to support. The whole background to this is beautiful, it's a beautiful thing. But it's a very, very strong partnership. Why is it that when he came to splitting up the Shvatim, we put Yisocha on one mountain and Zvulun on the other? Put them together. These people who are, these are joint forces. One goes to business and one learns and they support each other and make this partnership where they get half from everything. It's wonderful. Why did he split up the partnership? So the Mizrahi says, you have to look at the Mizrahi, the fascinating Mizrahi. He says that the 12 Arurim, the 12 different orals brought down in this pot, in the parasha, each one is an oral, is a curse of a Nevur, that one of the tribes is going to fall through in the Osid in the future. Each one of the orals is parallel to one of the 12 tribes that is going to fall through. Okay? So he says, Ora asher yokim es divrei Torah hazois. Curse of the person who does not keep the Torah going, does not, le yokum, does not, in this context, finance and support the Torah. Who's it obviously referring to? Those referring to the people who are going out to do business. Right? That's a vulan. Yeah? There's a vulanix who abuse their partnership. That is what Oral Yochum Divra Torah Zos is referring to. So he says, what is the idea behind this? So how do they know what to do? So he says, that the Mephoshim said this, I don't remember who this was. I don't remember who says this. I think it could be the Zayin Torah as well. He says, when you have Yisocha and Zavulan living on two different mountains, and Zvulun says, Yisocha, I'll give you a partnership. Don't worry about it. I'll support your Torah. But I'm living in this neighborhood. And you live in that neighborhood. And I'll make sure you have enough parnasa. That is Oro Asher Leokim Es Divrei Torah Hazos. That is an abuse of a partnership. because you're not allowed to live in a different neighborhood. You've got to make sure that you bring Yisach into your neighborhood and look over your shoulder and make sure that he has what he needs. Make sure that he doesn't have holes in his shoes. Make sure he has enough food when he goes to the checkout, doesn't have to put back, you know, some cold cuts, he can't afford it for Yom Tov. Make sure he lives and works in the same neighborhood as you. Make sure he buys from the same stores as you. Look after him. Don't live in on two different mountains. And if you do, then I'm pointing up to you and I'm saying, Oro Ashla Yochim Divrei Torah Zois. I'm pointing up to Zvulun and saying, you are an Oro. You are cursed because you should be looking after your brother better. There are so many opportunities. Living in Ramat Shemesh, I'm involved a little bit with the Kupushal Stocker, involved with other stockers here. I cannot tell you what wonderful, wonderful stockers there are. It's incredible, whether it's Besesa or whether it's Begolui. The care that this neighborhood has for its Anim, there's plenty, plenty to do more and plenty that we could do. But Halavai, we'd build on that. But Halavai, people around the world would have a system of looking after people that we had here. And it's a Kiddush Hashem. There's plenty more we can do. And it's Nachrais for us to do more and to show the world what can be done. But it's an amazing, amazing infrastructure. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with that schus, Be'ezus Hashem, amongst all the other schus, and should give us all Be'ezus Hashem, a ksiva v'chsiva 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 v